Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Women, you're tripping yourself up all the time. You make these verbal requests or you tell people verbally that, no, I'm good, when the truth of the matter is, you're not. Yeah. You're not.
I'm just trying to keep the peace in my family, especially on a time where we're supposed to be focusing on family and joy and being together. And It's peace on earth time. And this is the one year I will not be spending Christmas with my family. And I'm acting like I'm going to be okay with it. But in reality, I don't have the balls to tell them. So I'm going to talk about it on the radio, which is what I typically do. Why have adult conversations when I could just talk about my family to the entire nation? So one of my favorite things about this job, other than, you know, getting frostbite every day in this freezing studio, is how much vacation time we have. I have never had this much vacation time with the job ever, with the, you know, 2 seconds that I worked at my old job. We have so much time that I get to go home and I get to keep all my doctors. And so every time we have a vacation, I typically have a doctor visit. And this summer when I went to my dentist, they're like, hey, we got some bad news. We got to cut you up. We got to get all four wisdom teeth out of your mouth. And I'm like, oh God, this is really bad for somebody who talks for a living. There's really not a convenient time to get your wisdom teeth out. So I pull out my calendar and I'm going to the oral surgeon and we're comparing schedules. And I was like, hey, I talk for a living. So there's really only a couple of days that this is going to work for me. I have a set amount of vacation time that I can come back and get this done. What works for you? So we look at the calendars and really the only day that works for me to get this procedure done is Christmas Eve Eve. So December 23rd.
Ooh, yeah, because nobody is going in for any kind of dental surgery that close to Christmas. So of course the day's open.
Yep. And I have enough time to recover so that when I come back, I won't be like chipmunk cheeks. And I just have a history of swelling and bruising and just not looking good when stuff gets done. So I was like, I need as much time for this swelling to go down so the haters on Facebook can leave me alone. So I call my mom and I said, hey, I just want to make sure we don't have to do any traveling for Christmas. No one's really coming over. You know I'm going to be busted up for like a good week. And I'm not going to schedule it on December 23rd if there's some kind of conflict. So she's like, yeah, like, you know, we do all of our traveling before Christmas. We always spend Christmas at home. Nobody ever comes and visit us. It should be no big deal. So throughout the last 6 months, I've always done kind of like a little check-in. You know, when I was at the bachelorette party, I was like, hey, just making sure none of the family's making comments about coming to Christmas or us going to see them for Christmas. And she's like, no, we're fine. We're fine. I'm doing the check-ins. And so finally, when Thanksgiving came around and I visited them, I was like, perfect. I'm in the clear. I just checked in with her again. We got to do nothing for Christmas. We've seen all of our family now at Thanksgiving. I should be good for this thing that I have to do on December 23rd. I'm literally leaving Thanksgiving dinner. I'm in my car and I get a text from her. I'm parked. I'm not reading while I'm driving. And I see a text from her and she says, hey, so how would you feel about spending Christmas in Tampa this year with my side of the family? And I turn into a keyboard warrior. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have been texting you about this for the last 6 months. You know that I'm going to be busted up and looking horrible for a week over Christmas break. It's bad enough that I have to get surgery before Christmas. And now you want me to see other people while I look like a chipmunk? And she's like, take a deep breath. It's going to be fine. And so I sent off that text. And then she texts me back an hour later. She goes, hey, so your cousin's fiance got us a press box for the Jags versus Bucks game in Tampa. Ooh. Your brother really wants to go. How do you feel about us getting you an Airbnb where you can hang out by yourself while we're at the game? I'm like, well, that sounds horrible. Not only am I going to be by myself on Christmas, but I'm going to be by myself in a new city. And I just send her a text back because now I'm feeling like the a-hole because my cousin's got this press box. her fiance's dad is like this big ex-Bucks player. So, you know, it's going to be a bunch of famous people in Tampa. Like, I don't want them to miss out on it. So I'm like, it's fine. You guys have a great time without me, but I don't want to go. So I will spend Christmas alone in Jacksonville. So that was the last of our conversation. And it, as of right now, it looks like I will be spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with my Chipmunk Cheeks by myself in my house.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. All right, I have two thoughts here. My first one is really bad. Just that when I heard you say that you were getting your wisdom teeth done, I thought, oh, she gets sedated for that.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about the anesthesia video,
yes.
too. What?
No, it wasn't the video.
Oh.
I was thinking, it was the high I was thinking about.
Oh, yes. The drugs.
I love going under like that. And the second thing is this. In all sincerity, I tried this 1 year. I had moved from San Diego to Washington, D.C., and I didn't want to impose on the family I was staying with, even though they invited me. I was working for him, and I was going to become part of the family. I just felt uncomfortable. I was only there for a couple of days, and I just didn't want to be there for Christmas. So I decided that I was going to spend Christmas by myself. It was as hard a day as I had in a very long time. I thought, like, it's just a day, big deal. It's the first time. It's one day. Man, it just feels, well, it is. Everywhere you go is all Christmassy, and you know you're not part of it. So it was just prepare for a very difficult day. Secondly, I ended up at a TGI Fridays that day. Just because I wanted a drink and I wanted to be around at least the two people that were going to be at Fridays. And I opened up that door and I got to tell you, that place was a convention of losers just like me.
I will second that experience. And this is coming from somebody who's not even the biggest Christmas fan. But I'll never forget the 1 year I spent Christmas by myself. It was because I was literally on the line to board a flight. And I got a call from my entire family saying they all had COVID. Everybody in the house had it. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I wanted to go anyway. That's how bad I didn't want to spend Christmas alone. But they were like, we can't do that. Because if something were to happen, no one will be able to forgive themselves. So I literally stayed for that entire week of Christmas by myself in my apartment. Family's all out there. And it was genuinely one of the worst experiences of my life.
You guys aren't making this any better.
This is the reality.
They're like, be prepared for the worst day of your life.
You want to hear something really stupid that I did? Really stupid this year? Because I'm just getting, you know, I had broken up and my kids are with their mom on Christmas. So I'm going to be alone on Christmas. So for the week, I am going to Cape Town, South Africa. And for whatever reason, when I booked the trip, because I was in Brazil for Thanksgiving and they don't celebrate Thanksgiving down in Brazil, my first thought was, well, I'm going to be in Cape Town. They don't even celebrate Christmas in Cape Town.
And you're so pretty.
Right?
God bless you. Wow, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Move your oral surgery to our spring vacation.
It's
that
true.
Way you can go make those memories with your family.
Unless, is it really jacking you up now, the teeth?
They were kind of like, you need to do it as soon as possible. And so I'm like, whatever. It's just one vacation. And this is our longest one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll have the most amount of time to recover because what if I have a fun spring vacation and then I got to do it all over again, you know?
No, Kristen's right. Move it to your spring vacation and then plan an international trip and leave your family behind and still spend Christmas alone in another foreign city.
Reverse Home Alone.
Yes. You know what? I went ahead and moved my surgery, but I'm still not spending it with you guys because you abandoned me. So I'm abandoning you and the country.
Yeah, just think about it twice. It's a hard day.
Yeah.
It is.
And especially if you're gonna be all like,
I know, I'm gonna be ugly and I can't drink.
It's not
and I'm gonna be alone. It's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's a bad combination. Being ugly and sober. Ooh, that's a tough life.
I was just thinking more about pain.
Some people gotta do that their whole life.
What is wrong with you?
In hindsight, I guess it's only bad I gotta do it for just one day. Yeah, I'll stay safe out there for the other 364.
Get it? The Bert Show.